Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You sound a little ticked off right now.
Well,
you.
Look,
so you say it can be the greatest city. It can be the greatest city.
It is the greatest city in the world.
But it has its issues that only New Yorkers can understand.
But we got to deal with, like, sometimes with just some stupidity. Now, you want to hear it?
From our leadership?
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I do.
You want to hear about this?
Because I'm a Midwestern. So, like, Midwesterns cannot, we can't
You can't relate.
We can't identify.
So, everybody that's from Long Island, you know today is a monumental day for the Long Island Railroad. Because today is the first time that they're operating trains through the new Grand Central, the new terminal. Like, it's the tunnel, the whole thing. This big Madison terminal. Like, it's a big deal.
Mm.
Because now, if you work uptown, if you do like we do, occasionally come up this way.
What's uptown? This is uptown?
This is sort of uptown.
Okay, gotcha.
But if instead of going to Penn, which is considered sort of downtown, instead, can go a little bit closer to Grand Central and head a different way, right? That's all it basically is. And there's a lot of people that work in that area, of course, from Long Island. You know, Park Avenue, all that stuff. So my train usually comes into Jamaica, and then I'll get off that and jump on a Penn Station train. And today, they had one of the Grand Central trains available. And there's like this gleaming, beautiful, shiny new train. And I saw it, and they made the announcement. I'm like, you know what? I'll take it. Right? What the hell? Like, let me see it. I'll do it. It'd be cool.
First day of anything is not a good day.
Never. So I go up and around and over to the track where this train is waiting. And it was going to cost me another 10 minutes instead of my train, which is usually within 5 minutes of when I get into Jamaica. So, but I like, you know what? It'd be an experience. Could talk about it on the show, right? This is the first one.
Mm.
Pretty cool. And there's like, you know, you come over to that track and there's a lot of NYPD, Boys in Blue.
Ah.
There's a couple of TV cameras, you know, the interviews and all that stuff going on.
How do you like the train?
Hey, all that stuff, right. You know, are you excited?
The fluff.
Yeah.
Does the new train cost more?
No, you just get on it. I've already paid my ticket.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, there's also just a ton of the railroad, I guess they're management, right? They certainly weren't workers. Like, these are people that are in a cubicle all day who come out to the track and go, this is what a train looks like. Like you get all these, so they're all out there, all this big
stuff. Maybe the engineers that designed the track.
It just felt so political and smarmy, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, I like to sit in the back of the train. It's just my thing. I like to do it. I like to be away from people. I just like to keep to myself. And so I head to the back of the train, and I'm stopped, and I'm asked, do you have ID? I'm like, since when do I need ID to get on a train?
So before you further this story, they ask you,
yeah,
do you have ID?
Yeah.
Did you look at him straight in his eyes?
Oh, I did.
Did you let him see the Huskies? And did you say, hun?
That would have been up to you. But I said, I need an ID to get on the train. And he's like, well, for these cars, you do.
Oh, you got VIP trains.
In the back. Yeah,
so now we got segregation.
Last two or three were, I guess, for other people. Now, if the mayor was taking this thing, Eric Adams, I know, like, I've interviewed Eric Adams. If I saw him.
Like, yo, A.E.
I would, right.
A.E.
I'd be like, hey.
He know me. A.E.
Yeah, his honor.
Let me in. E, it's right. B.
But, I mean, I normally am like pretty, like I don't like a lot of attention. I try to eyes down.
Yeah,
like
6'6", you don't like a lot of attention.
I just kind of like, just all right. You know, like a lot of times I'll just kind of like melt away.
Okay.
But this one I was like, what? Like what? So he's like, yeah, no. And again, it's not against that guy. He's just doing his job. But it's more of then you get all these suits wearing these silly looking vests, LIRR, right? And now they're all just standing around, useless. And one of them is just like, You can take these trains, take these cars up this way. And I look up that way, every car packed. I mean, it's just like COVID nightmare in these things. Like, it is germ incubator.
Like the middle passage?
Seriously.
No, just like, yeah, I slipped that in.
Don't do that. So I'm looking in these cars. I'm like, that's the last thing I want to do now is get, now I got to, you're
now you
packed
got COVID,
into
you
a
got COVID, the flu, and the RSV.
All
the
RSV. It, whatever it is. And all. And, but the, by the way, If it's one thing if it was a peak train, like at 5 o'clock, you know you're just going to have to stuff yourself in. Like, just that's life. I don't need to do this. Like, I could just get on this Penn Station one. So I'm like, man, the hell with this. So as I'm walking away, this one dude yells, he's like, yo, he goes, man, the Knicks won last night. Let him ride them back. And then I just kept walking, and somebody's
that
like,
is, that is oh, an amazing no, transition,
hey,
too,
no,
by
no,
way.
Come on. Come ride this car. Come over this
come
way.
Over you
come over here. There's room. And I just said, and I used some language. I was like, man, you guys make this stuff so damn complicated. Like, you made it way too damn complicated. I'm not interested in this. I don't need it.
You got all this fresh
the
air.
Hell with
you
this.
You got two fresh air carts, and they don't want you to get in there.
Nothing.
They want you to go in the COVID-19, 18, and Omicron.
It's just, like, I just looked at him like,
wrong,
man, forget
what's
it.
What's wrong, big fella? You're 6'6". You're above everybody.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm done. Yeah, that's where it all goes. So I just said, I'm done. Like, I'm done. I get on the Penn. I sit where I like to sit, quietly on my way, get to Penn Station, take the train up here, take the subway up here, and I'm happy. So it's like, that's the problem with New York, is like, it's always so damn complicated. And there's always people that just have to have their photo op. All right, you got to be there. Make sure you're there. You know, stand in front of the trains and greet people.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't need you to greet me. Just open the door, let me on, and let's go. Don't need you greeting me. Not necessary. Not interested.
Mm.
Why do we do this? Why is it so important to be greeted? Hey, thanks for taking the train. Hey, have a great day. Like, get out of my face. I need to sit down. This is New York.
Nobody greets each other. This
exactly.
Ain't the Midwest. Don't even head nod. You should see me. I'd be wanting to smack people. Like, I'd be walking down the street, and I see somebody, you make eye contact. I just nod. Because that's a Midwest thing. And they just keep walking. They don't even respond. I'm like, I know you just saw me nod to you.
What? Yeah, exactly. What up, though?
Yeah, that's like me putting my hand out. You basically smack my hand down.
Like I said, it was one of those moments that you just shake your head like this could have been nice.
Yeah.
But you ruined it.
You ruined it for me.
Because you got in the way. Just get out of the way.
Train's
available. There's the train. Everybody get on it. Have a nice ride. When you get off, there might be some people there just like, hey, you were one of the first ones. Yeah. Hey, I don't need you like standing around and getting in my way.
So what number cart was the Rosa Park cart?
Man, don't even. Don't even.
Hey, well, the guy did say one thing. The Knicks won.
Ooh. That is true.
We didn't have the worst case scenario. Donovan Mitchell goes for 75 points.
No, he actually
wins the game.
He actually got hurt at the end, which is not good. But yes.
Makes you feel better if you're a Knicks fan.
No, I do not feel better about that. But yes. No, the more important part is they ended the losing streak. They got a couple of defensive stops late. And Julius Randle had a monster game.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, all right, so they so get the win. They get a win.
So that means...
Bing bong.
Feeling good. So thank you, Sue.
So that means that his trade value should be sky high now because he's putting on a show.
What he is he's made the case to be an all-star. He might now be an all-star and not Jalen Brunson.
So what do you get? What do you get?
Can't have both.
What do you get for an all-star? What do you get back for an all-star?
I don't think anybody's... I don't think that's...
So he's an all-star. You're telling me nobody wants an all-star.
I just don't think
that's what you're selling. Allen High, you're saying nobody wants an all-star.
I'm not selling anything.
So you're buying.
What am I buying?
Are you saying or are you buying?
I'm not selling. I'm not buying. I'm not doing anything. You got to understand. I'm not wasting my breath saying they should trade Julius Randle when I know they're not going to.
Inaction means.
They're not going to trade him, Bart.
Inaction means complacency.
They're not
trading
him. So either you're buying.
So if you're not selling, what are you buying? And don't give me some weak. Player like the Lakers got, don't give me no crap like
Rui
that.
Rui Hachimura?
Yeah, don't give me no Hachimura sound like a sushi roll. Don't give me none of that. If you're not selling, what are you buying? Because you know this ain't good enough. And all the teams that believe that they're close are going to be buying. All the teams that think they're not going anywhere is selling. So what are you guys going to do? Nothing? That means you guys are confused.
No,
you don't know who the hell or what the hell you are.
I think the most they are going to try to do is make the bench better. That's it. Because they know Evan Fournier doesn't fit. They know Cam Reddish doesn't fit. So you have those guys. You're going to trade your unnecessary players you don't want for somebody else's players that they don't want and hope those guys fit better. That's all I can see them doing.
So hope
they're not doing anything blockbuster at the trade deadline, Bar. It's not happening.
So what's the plan?
I just told you what the plan is. They are trying to make the playoffs because that keeps your job.
What's the long-term plan?
Long term, it's waiting. Brian Windhorst is going to join us today at 12:30, and we'll ask him who the next star. He's coming up at the bottom of the
hour. I've been waiting since Charles Oakley.
Yeah, since who?
don't know.
I mean, that ain't
just sound good. Just sound good.
Luttrell was, well, Carmelo was the last star you've got. That was the last time you got a star. But what they're trying to do, I know, but what
it's frustrating.
They're just trying to make the playoffs.
They're boring.
And then hope that another star player, they didn't get Donovan Mitchell,
so who else could possibly be
available?
They didn't get Haliburton. They don't get nobody.
Right.
They don't get nobody.
Right. I'm not, where am I disagreeing with you on any of this?
So if you can't get nobody to voluntarily come, then why the hell they don't give the extra stuff up for Donovan Mitchell? You got to have
something. They felt like it was an overpay. That's what they felt.
Of course you're going to
overpay. I know.
He's 25 years old.
Who are you yelling at? Who are you yelling at? I am agreeing with all of this.
Damn, you talk to a man that go to Flight Club. I know them shoes don't cost $800, but I ain't standing in line. So I pay extra.
Listen.
You New York, pay extra. You'll make it up. You can afford luxury tax. You sell out the building for nothing.
No, this ain't about a lack of willingness to spend and pay luxury tax. That has nothing to do with this. This is decision making. This is the idea that in August, they were not ready to give up, or actually it was September, they weren't ready to give up
a dude that would never make an All-Star game.
RJ Barrett.
Yes. You didn't give up a guy that would never make the All-Star game.
That was their decision. They chose not to do it. And now he's on another team in the East that is above you in the standings. And they are, again, in that perpetual wait for another one. Who's it going to be?
Are you not entertained? No, New York.
No.
I am not entertained.
I have noticed that there is, it's either negative or apathy when it comes to this team's and the reaction from most of the fan base. The diehards are just diehards. They're always going to be there. They're always going to care. And they're going to be frustrated. But what you get is either negative or apathy right now about this team, which is, by the way, still above 500 and still right there, playoff spot that.
When does the hard schedule start?
It's right now. It has begun.
Okay.
Right.
So,
and they've got the Celtics in Boston on Thursday.
Lost.
They've got the Nets on Saturday. No KD, but still,
lost.
The Nets at Brooklyn on Saturday.
They always beat the Knicks. Loss.
Lakers with AD back on Tuesday.
Loss.
The Heat on Thursday after that.
Tie. But that's what I'm saying.
That's the frustration.
You're doing nothing. Oh, my big move. I got rid of Cam Reddish. And I bought back Andre Drummond. Like, man, what the hell are we talking about?
One thing, though, that I really want the narrative that I think gets said too much, and it's like, tell me you don't really watch without telling me you don't really watch, is this whole notion that Tom Thibodeau doesn't play his young guys. Can we look at the minutes on this team? Is Quentin Grimes a young guy? He starts. Is RJ Barrett the youngest player on the team? He starts, right? Is Emmanuel Quickley one of the youngest guys on the team? He gets the most minutes off the bench. So, again, doesn't play the... What young guys? Cam Reddish? Cam Reddish didn't fit. Cam Reddish was up and down. You never knew.
He never knew what you were getting from him. He hates Cam Reddish.
I don't think he ever liked the trade. But if, like, you're taking one player that he doesn't play and saying he doesn't play young guys, Obi Toppin plays. He was hurt for a month. He got himself back into condition. Now it's back-to-back games. He's at double figures. He's finally playing because his conditioning is finally back, so you can play him. He's playing. Deuce McBride. A second-round pick is getting burned instead of Derrick Rose off the bat. Instead of Derrick Rose.
So why don't you trade Derrick Rose?
He doesn't play the young guys. That's all he's doing is playing the young guys.
Why don't you trade Derrick Rose? They said they want to keep him. Why?
Who said they're going to keep him? They said they wouldn't trade him to a team that, like, they would do right by him in a trade is what they were willing to do.
Why would you care about doing right by him? You did right by him because, by keeping on his roster for the last 3 years.
Because you don't want to send him to a bad place. You want to send him somewhere where he can be part of winning.
He can go.
Because he
ain't part of winning here.
But he helped you 2 years ago make the playoffs.
That was 2 years ago.
You have a relationship with him since he was a teenager.
Statue of limitations.
Nah, man.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You don't do that.
You put a player before the organization. Who cares?
You're acting like he is going to bring back some gigantic return. Everybody in the league has seen where his game is right now.
I want the best return I can get. I'm not sending him to a bad team. He can get out of a bad situation. How can he not get out of a bad situation?
Again, you are now.
All you got to do is say, I'm not playing.
What are you telling me?
If he's the only asset you got that can bring back something,
I don't care
if it's at a bad team.
He is not an asset. He's not. There's nothing you're getting for him. You're not getting a lot for him.
You should have played him.
They did, and you saw what it looked like. He really doesn't have a lot left in the tank. So he can't play a lot of minutes.
So they held on. Defend. So they held on to him too long. Oh, they should have got rid of him last year. That's what I'm saying. Get rid of your pieces while you can.
Bart, you're killing me.
Julius Randle must go.
Why do you say this?
Because he's the best chip you got, and you might get somebody to take that salary.
Do you
on.
Think people are not, are calling the Knicks going, what can we give you for Julius? I gotta have him. What can we give you for him?
I just want to get the numbers off the books.
Nobody is, you'd have to attach a first round pick to it. For what? For what? And don't tell me so you can be back in the lottery and have a chance at Wembanyama. We've done this before. We've seen this story, and we all know how it ends.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you got the third pick in a two-player draft.
Yeah.
What happens, Bart?
How about when you get something when the football gods bless you, you just go ahead and make the easy pick.
Well, there it is.
Did he really just say
major disappointment?
There you go.
Well, that's what you get. Well,
tank for the lottery.
Well, there it is.
That's what you get.
Did they just say? Did he really just say
major disappointment?
Don't act like the basketball gods haven't shined on you guys. You screwed it up.
Excuse me.
You could have had Halliburton. You could have had Donovan Mitchell. Don't act like the football guys didn't bless you with the proper pick.
The football guys didn't bless me either.
Well, the basketball guys didn't bless you.
Zach Wilson.
The basketball guys didn't bless you with the opportunity. You guys just jacked it up. Don't put it on the basketball guys because they gave you Tyler Halliburton right there. They gave you Donovan Mitchell right there. You decided to get Obi Toppin. That's a you problem. And now he can't play because he's behind Julius Randle. So get rid of one of them because they're in each other's way. That's the reality. You guys don't want to accept it.
Who's in whose way?
You guys are in Barney Rubble trouble. Figure it out. But sitting here telling me, we're just going to keep doing nothing. You ain't got no space to sign nobody. You gave the most average players in the league big money. That's what you spent your money on.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Do you have money?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Do you have money?
Whoa,
do you have
whoa,
money?
Whoa.
Allen,
no.
Do you have money?
Back up what you just said.
Okay.
The most average players in the league.
You built your team around Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson,
and RJ Barrett. I'm not going to let you do that. See, I don't disagree with some of the things you're saying, but I'm not going to let you do that.
Okay.
Because you're now feeding into
maybe I got a little bit
more false narratives. Jalen Brunson is not he has proven to be worth that contract because as a starting point guard, he has been very, very good. Julius Randle, you might not like
what's his ceiling? Game. Michael Conley?
What?
I'm asking what his ceiling
Mike
is.
Mike Conley was more a defensive player who couldn't really score.
So
Jalen Brunson is a scoring guard. His ceiling is what he is right now. He's Fred Van Vliet. And Fred Van Vliet is a good guard
anybody
who
get
makes
rid-
way more than he
anybody
does.
Anybody get rid of Van Vliet?
Because he's
going
to be a free agent. And they got to reset that team. Did they win a championship with him?
Yeah, but they won a championship with him being cheap. Just saying, Allen, you guys are on that hamster wheel, and I don't like it, man.
It's
basketball.
I don't disagree with the hamster wheel.
I just don't know where we're going. Like, what are we doing? What's this team? Who is this team? What's the future of this team? Who's the foundational pieces for this team?
They are right.
Telling me Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, it's the foundation of this team going forward.
It is right now.
That sucks.
It is right now.
That's like telling me that for my Sweet 16, you gave me a Toyota Camry. I'm not excited about that. Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't want a Toyota Camry.
What are you going to do then? Use your scooter? At least you got a car. You got something.
Yeah. This is New York. You ain't supposed to just have something. We need stars. I'd much rather watch Bobo every night. I'd rather watch Bobo because I know I'm going to see something I ain't never seen before.
You know what happened to Bobo?
Don't you say nothing.
Jonathan Isaacs came back. And Bobo's minutes went down.
Okay.
1-for-4.
Okay. Well, maybe he's available.
1-for-4.
Well, maybe he's available.
Think he's now all of a sudden like, oh, really? This is what we're doing?
I'd much rather watch Bobo. At least the Magic are exciting. At least that Banchero, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
at least
he can right. ball.
At least Bobo is exciting. This team is boring.
Well, I mean, they're not boring because they blow leads and they make the end of the games way too interesting.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
But I get what you're saying. Like I said. I am noticing now, we're more than halfway through the season, and what I am noticing is, now 2 years ago, when they were like, over 500, can I finish? Thank you. You saw like this, it's been 7 years, and everybody was excited about just being a playoff team. 2 years later, in the same place, it's now like, what you're saying, where are we going?
Yeah,
we're doing this again?
Yeah, what are we doing?
And that's where I'm telling you, it's either disappointment or apathy. You're not seeing a lot of excitement about this team. And I'm with you. I do think it's a result of not having a star. This sport, I think more than any other,
It's a star
driven sport. And if you are just like, you have a couple of guys, players, but you're just like, you're a middle of the road team, ain't nobody excited about you.
Who's the team with less stars than the Knicks?
Well, there's a lot of teams with less stars. What you're asking me is, who's a team battling for a playoff spot with less stars?
I would argue that OKC with Shea is...
No, I see. No.
He's a star.
Stop it.
He's not a star? He's not box office?
No. Stop it. He's a young player who's had a great season, but if you're... When I say this is what you just did. Is Jalen Hurts a star?
Is Jalen Hurts a star? No.
Okay. You're calling Shea Gilgeous-Alexander a star.
He's not a baller?
He's a baller, but it's, again, in the sport, he's playing great.
They got a guy.
But star is people are coming far and wide to come watch him play.
Well, if that team ever starts winning, they had little Bone Bones, like Chex Holmgren, and then, you know, and they were playing together, they'll have a better record. What I'm saying is...
Actually, they're actually in the playoff hunt right now in the West, which is amazing.
That's ridiculous.
Right, but ain't nobody talking about them.
But there's OKC.
Nobody's coming far and wide to see players play. There's certain players, there's not many of them in the league, but there's certain players that are box office you are. I'm buying a ticket because even win or lose, that guy is fun to watch.
Right.
And the Knicks don't have that
guy. They don't have one.
No, I know. It's fair to say. So they are playing, they are our competitive team, but that is not inspiring people. That's a reality. Because if there was a player like someone who's like, you know, if you had someone really young and you saw him just playing out of his
RJ
mind, you're
Barrett's
like,
supposed to be that.
Like that dude, like for the next 10 years, he's going to be amazing to watch and I want to get on the ground floor. The Knicks don't have that.
I'd rather watch Cade Cunningham or Javon Ivey.
I mean,
than anybody on the Knicks. And the Pistons suck. They stink. But at least I'd rather watch a young, exciting player. But what's worse than being average is that they're boring.
I don't know about boring.
It's boring.
I don't know about, like I said, I don't think boring's right. But it's
okay,
there's not a lot of
inspiring.
Yeah, there's not a lot of excitement about what they can be.
So blow
it up.
That's
the problem.
So blow it up.
You're looking at a reality of this is just who they are. And they're almost waiting for the next step. What is that next step? That's the biggest question. What is it? Who is it? Because it's always going to be about who. It's not going to be Donovan Mitchell now. Who is it? So here's what we'll do.
Kyrie Irving next year.
Stop it. So here's what we'll do.
At least that'll be interesting.
We got the calls at 800-919-3776. I know a lot of people want to sound off on this.
Kyrie.
But we talked about it yesterday. Somebody has got to help us figure out who is the next star that they can target. Who is somebody that right now no one's talking about, but if you reading the tea leaves... Ear to the rail, you're like, this is coming. The one guy that we know can predict what's coming is Brian Windhorst. He's one of the best at it. Remember when he gave us the, what are they doing in Salt Lake City? What was that all about? Remember that last year?
I do.
So Brian Windhorst is going to join us next, and he's going to help us figure out who it is that the Knicks can target next to get us out of this doldrums they are in right now. It's amazing. They do have a winning record, but as Bart said, and he's right, it's kind of uninspiring. You just don't know. Where are they going from here? Is this as good as they are? A team that is just a little bit over 500.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
But there's a reason why, like we were thinking about yesterday, about talking about where the Knicks are right now and where are they going and how can they, like the search for the next star always continues. And I thought the first name that comes to mind is Brian Windhorst, because you remember, he's the guy that he just knows. And he's not going to like brag about, he's just going to kind of hint to you.
What's going on in Utah?
You know what I mean? Like, he's going to just say, like,
subliminal, subliminal.
You know?
It's a very strange trait.
Like, let you know, like, very something about to go down.
He would be perfect in the movie, like, Onions and Knives Wide Out. He should be in that murder mystery because he always keeps it close
actually,
to the best.
Actually, you're right. Like, movies like that, he'd be perfect. Anyway, let's not waste any more time. Bring him in right now. Brian Windhorst, who joins us. Brian, how we doing?
Onions and Knives.
Yeah.
That's good. That'd be the third one, Onions and Knives.
Yeah, that's a nice movie.
The Onions and Knives movie. Exactly. So let me just ask it like right at the very top, because Bart said at the beginning of the show, and you know, like, where are they going? The Knicks we're talking about, of course. And we know that Donovan Mitchell was very much front and center. It felt like they were right there about to make the deal. It doesn't go down. It doesn't happen. So they miss out on yet another star that they had targeted. Fans this year feel to me, as I've been closer to it, it's either disappointed or apathetic about a team that is over 500, but kind of is what it is as a group. So I ask you, Wendy, is there who is the next star that we'll be talking about that the Knicks will be targeting? Who do you see possibly as this guy will be available and the Knicks will be front and center to try to get him?
You're trying to ruin my week by asking me that question. You're trying to ruin my week. I'll say that there are some guys that are star players that teams who are thinking about, making a transaction are watching. But that's not any different than it's ever been. There's always a couple of stars that you're watching, and sometimes they all of a sudden shake loose, and sometimes they end up staying put. That's not like a new situation. The Knicks have been in that zone for a while now. Mm-hmm. There's a player or two that I think, depending on how this season ends next summer, that the Knicks could have a lot of interest in, and there could be mutual interest. But I don't know enough to say for sure how it's going to shake out. I mean, I think if you look at the Knicks, they've gotten better. They are probably around a 500 team. They should finish a little bit over 500, I think, right about where they are. Maybe that gets them in. Maybe it doesn't. They have three guys making, $100 million contracts, all of whom I like. You know, you have individual times in the season or individual times in the game where Randall is frustrating. You have times where RJ doesn't deliver, but they're very good players. None of them are great. I mean, we can debate the term great, but Jalen is very, very good. He's definitely helped them. When you look at who they were starting at point guard last year throughout the season and the play that they're getting from him this year, huge upgrade. But he's not carrying a team to a conference final. So they're trying to figure out who that player is. They've been trying for a while, and they'll continue to try. And I wish it was a different, more definitive. I wish I could stomp in here and, make definitive statements. You can't. That's not the NBA. So I think if you're a Knicks fan, you should be enjoying a team that's competitive on most nights. But I think they're achieving at their level right now.
See, but when they play well, they're just, it's like a Toyota Camry, man. It's just like it gets you where you need to go, but you're not excited. You don't enjoy the ride. And it's like they don't have that star that's box office that you want to see. And they had an opportunity to go get one, and they decided that the cost was too high. At what point do they realize that this regime, that this core group has a ceiling, and it's pretty low? So I have no confidence that if somebody shakes loose, that they're going to be able to do what it takes to make sure that they get them. You know, I watched Cleveland just snatch Donovan Mitchell out of our grasp. He was at Mets games, for God's sake. And we came up short. So at what point?
Yeah, and I would say that, like, the Cavs might finish sixth this year. And by the way, if the Cavs finish sixth, they'll have had their best non-LeBron season in 25 years. Like, that would be great. And so, and now, how do the Cavs get better? The Cavs get better by hoping that, Evan Mobley gets better. But, like, they kind of have their team. And I don't know if their team's good enough. And it's going to be fun for them this year and next year. You know, the reason that that Rudy Gobert was worth all that stuff to the Timberwolves and he wasn't worth all that stuff to another team is that the Timberwolves believed, and you could say that this was an error, but the Timberwolves believed that they had their two other stars that they needed. They had Karl Towns and they had Anthony Edwards, and they felt that Rudy was the third piece. And that those guys as a group were going to take off. They have not proven to be correct to this point. The Knicks didn't believe that. The Knicks didn't believe that they had the team assembled where Donovan Mitchell was the piece that they were willing to pay for to be the last, you know, the last piece. And so this is the thing, like, this is not a great sports radio topic because it doesn't come in with, like, a definitive thing, like, right. The Knicks are stupid or the Knicks are geniuses. It's that there is a nuance to a trade that when the Knicks approach a negotiation, they don't approach a negotiation the way the Cavs do. That even though you can look at a list of what each team has to offer, that they are not offering the same thing, and or they're not coming from the same point. And I know that if you're a Knicks fan, especially if you're a season ticket holder and paying all this money to watch a substandard product for so long, you don't care. And you don't want to hear that nuanced topic, but that's what my job is. My job is to come into you and say, but there is nuance, that the value of Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks was not the same as the value to the Cavs, who already felt like they had multiple all-stars on their roster. And yeah. So that's where we're at. And I wish I could be more definitive, but they're fighting the process. And really, to me, the biggest question for me, if you were to ask me what my biggest question for the Knicks would be, it would not be, what's going to happen with Julius Randle in the second half? It would not be, when is Mitchell Robinson going to come back? The number one question I have for the Knicks right now is, where is Jim Dolan's patience at? Will Jim Dolan see a 42-win season or a 43-win season and a play-in as a step forward, or is he going to have one of those things where every, you know, 3 years he gets restless and he starts pulling triggers? That, to me, is where the intrigue for the Knicks is going to be as we go through the next few months.
And there's always the X factor, you know, with any organization. I mean, again, if you're an owner and you have demands and you bring in a regime and you say, okay, get this thing on track, because they hadn't made the playoffs in 7 years. What this regime has done, at the very least, especially with Tom Thibodeau as coach, is they ended the playoff drought. Now, last year was a frustrating setback, but they get it back on track this year and heading in the direction of at least, you know, being a team that is in the conversation for being a playoff team. It just sort of feels, I think a lot of people around here, Wendy, feel like that is sort of hamster wheel now. You know, that is treadmill. And that, as everybody here likes to say, is the worst place to be. And that, I think, is always going to be the thing that hangs over this, is like, when do you get to that point, which the fan base sounds frustrated already, which that usually does trickle up to the ownership eventually with any organization. So again, we're talking with Brian Windhorst. So just to make it clear, there is no definitive, hey, this guy, this all-star, star-level player is getting, you know, uncomfortable in his place, or, you know, is going to go free agency and his franchise is not willing to pay him or doesn't want to pay. Like, all that stuff is sort of out the window. Everybody talked about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and I know they constantly said, we are not moving on from him. They are a very competitive team right now. So that kind of feels like that's off the list. Karl Anthony Towns has been hurt.
Yeah, but again,
you know, that's off the
thing
list.
So here's the thing, though. Like, it's easy to sit there in New York, and I don't mean you, but it's easy to sit there in New York and look out there and make assumptions. But you have to look at each individual situation. So in the case of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, if you've actually been watching what he's been saying and talking about and doing as a member of the Thunder, then you would realize that there was no chance of him ever being available, at least not right now. Mm-hmm. And I would see the people talk about, well, Shai, and I'd be like, are you paying attention to what Shai's saying and doing? Mm-hmm. Do you know that he signed a contract with no opt-out? Donovan Mitchell signed a contract. Guess what? it had opt-outs. You know, Donovan right. Mitchell's fidelity to Utah wasn't the same as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's fidelity to Oklahoma City. So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's shades of gray in all of these situations. By the way, like, in the NBA, there are two types of teams. Seriously, there are two types of teams, if you ask me. There are teams that have one of those uber franchise stars, and maybe they're one of these guys are sunsetting on their career, and maybe they're at the beginning of their career, but you either have an uber star or you literally spend every waking second of your time trying to get one. So it's not just the Knicks who are trying to figure out how to do it. There's a bunch of teams that are out there trying to do it. And by the way, if you get one, you can't kick back because you got to hold on to him for dear life if he's trying to get another one. That is the NBA. This is what happens when this is what happens to owners. Owners live in a world where there's not a finite number of wins. If you have a business and I have a business, we can both have spectacular years, and I can put my special management team in place, and I can put my philosophy in place, and I can come in front of the troops and rally them and say we do this and that, and I can make $1 billion, and you can make $1 billion over there. And you and I can both think that we're smarter than everybody else. So we come into the NBA, and we realize there's only 1,200 wins available. And it's frustrating as hell for these guys because they live in a world where they're used to dominating. Mm-hmm. And this is where you get owners making mistakes. That's the thing, like, how many guys out there do you really think could be the finals MVP? I mean, we could debate for 2 hours, but is there six? Is there nine?
It's single digits.
Is there 11?
Right.
Okay. And there's 30 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of them are trying to beat each other's brains in to get one of those guys. And the Knicks are one of them. And they haven't been able to do it in a while. And they're still going to try. And as we go through our winters and get through the cold weather, we watch them three or four nights a week try to do it. That's what the game is, ultimately.
It is so true and so well put. And I try to remind Bart, it has been almost 20 years since a team without a legitimate, like, superstar has won a championship.
Pistons.
That would be his Pistons. It just doesn't happen anymore.
And
like
they had
that.
Multiple Hall of Famers.
That, you're right. And it ends up being right where it turns out that that's what it became was, you know, they had just a volume of Hall of Famers, but they didn't have that one star.
And had Shaq and Kobe had their act together, they probably it also took.
We can't talk about what probably would happen. We're talking about what happened.
Now you're going to upset Bart. He wants to believe that they earned that one totally. But when
they did earn it.
No, I know. Yeah. But no, we come to you for answers. And when you say that you don't have an answer, it only makes it more concerning. So we'll keep coming to you for answers. And hopefully one day we'll have one. But always good to
enjoy
talk to you.
Enjoy the next season. Enjoy Jalen Brunson. You're not going to the finals.
I'm a Nets fan.
Good nights in January and February.
I'm a Nets fan.
Okay. No, stop it.
All right.
Wendy, all the best, man. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Brian Windhorst. I mean, he usually will say a name if he has one. But the fact that he said that he can't give you a name right now is alarming. And what he's saying here is basically, listen, everybody, Brian Windhorst is not a guy that is going to, you know, just give you a whole bunch of, like, platitudes. And yeah, he's not doing that. If he's got something to say, he'll tell you. But if he doesn't, and he's telling you, hey, enjoy the season. You're not going to the finals. You're not winning a championship.
Wow.
But you got a competitive team, and that's what you got right now.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So we got calls at 800-919-3776. Talking Knicks here. Brian Windhorst, if you're just joining us now.
Yeah, I think they got more depressed. I think Knicks fans are more depressed.
Had Wendy on just to ask him, like, all right, give us the next name then. Give us the next target if the Knicks, they missed out on Donovan Mitchell. They win last night. They beat Mitchell and the Cavs last night. It was a critical win for them. They had to get it. They hang on to win, and it just leaves you at this place of, all right, this is what they are. They're just an above .500 team that really isn't playing for more than, all right, getting the playoffs and, you know, see if you can be competitive in the first round. But that's basically it. And I just asked him, like, all right, so who's the next name? Who should we be talking about? Yep. And he said he can't give us a name. He said, I'm not going to just throw a name out there. He doesn't know. He said, we just don't know. And that's a kind of scary thing. He's like, because most teams, when they have a star, they are not getting rid of them.
Would Dolan get frustrated in this sign Kyrie?
No, because you have Jalen Brunson.
So?
Well, not so. You wouldn't do that.
So?
You wouldn't do it.
Superstar.
You would not do that.
It's a superstar.
Just take my word for it. That is not going
to
happen.
Just saying, you tried before.
They are not going to do that. Trust me. All right? That is not.
Kyrie going somewhere.
Or do you stay in Brooklyn?
Maybe.
Or do they decide to just, you know, marry him? Let's get some calls in here, though, Bart. A lot of fans want to sound off on this. We go to Wontaw. Talk to Chris. What up, Chris?
Alan, Bart, how's it going?
Good.
Alan, you said something that, you know, Bart nailed it on the head. Why are we not looking to trade a guy who last year we couldn't get 2 second-round picks for? And now I know what you're going to say. You know, what's that going to do? It's going to get us some lottery picks. And, you know, what we've been there.
It's not going to get you lottery picks, not plural. It will not.
Well, okay, Alan, if you got one lottery pick for Julius Randle.
You're not getting a lottery pick for Chris. You're not getting an unprotected lottery pick for Julius Randle right now. That is not happening.
Okay, fine. Alan, how about this? Hear me out. Mm-hmm. The next 5 draft classes coming out, there's a lot of really good talent in there.
There's always a lot of talent in the draft.
Alan, how hard is it for us to get a star to come to New York?
It's not easy at all.
It's not easy at all.
Right.
What's the number one way in the basketball that teams turn stuff around? Mm-hmm. They hit on a pick in the 16s, the 20s, that turns out to be in the
That's a rarity, man. That's a Halley's Comet. Come on. You're talking about Giannis and Kawhi.
Draymond.
Man, come on. Draymond's not
that's
a star.
That's not my only point, Alan. My point is, right now, Julius Randle is taking 25 shots a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing great. I'm not denying that.
Right.
He's also playing 38 minutes a game, sometimes 40, because of the way Tibbs plays. We got a guy in Obi, when he plays, he's going off. And he can
he's going off.
Better.
Chris.
When he plays 30 minutes a game, does Obi not deliver?
He never plays 30. The last time we saw him play 30 was the end of last season in meaningless games. See, this is what, Chris, this is what.
Alan, they want a star.
I get your frustration.
They want a star.
I get your frustration, Chris. I do. But what frustrates me a lot of times with fans, and this happens with the Yankees as well, is we overvalue some players because we haven't seen them a lot.
It's not that I'm overvaluing them.
And then I have to be negative about somebody that I personally like a lot, and I don't want to be negative about Obi Toppin, but I also want reality to set in. Like
Julius Randle is a solid player, Alan, but with the team we have...
He's the best you got right now. He's the best you got right now. And I'm telling you, if there was a trade, if there were teams out there clamoring to trade for him, it's a different story. But I just, there's no market for him right now. It's not like teams are willing to give up multiple firsts for him. Not in February.
Alan, we don't need multiple firsts from Alan. With him right now as our best player, what is the best we're looking at? We're looking at maybe a 5-6 seed.
Yeah.
Or 500, yeah. Maybe a 5-6
right.
seed if we get lucky.
Right.
Alan, if you move Randle, and let's just say we get a bunch of whatever picks back for him.
You're not getting picks. Stop pluralizing, Chris. You're not getting plural. Maybe a second-round pick.
Let's get a young player like Rory Hachimura, something along those lines, and a second-round pick. Alan, hear me out what I'm saying. When he's off the team, and now Obi gets more minutes, R.J. Barrett gets a bigger role and a bigger
How much bigger of a role can R.J. Barrett have? He's averaging 20 points a game.
He's got the ball in his hand.
He's got another 10 to 15 shots. But what happened with Bol Bol when he got a bigger opportunity?
Ooh.
You know, a player that you think is an all-star, a player you think that may never be an all-star, now that he has a bigger role, might actually develop into that star.
Chris, here's where I'll leave you with this, because I know you're just not going to listen to the logic I'm trying to give you. So I'm just going to leave you with this. And look. It's nothing personal. I'm just trying to make it clear to you. But this now has nothing to do with me and what I think. This is just simply the people running this organization are close to Julius Randle. They gave him the contract. They believe in him. He's their guy.
Believe in him for
what? That's it.
Believe in him to be the best player
on the team? We can talk about this over and over again, and I'm just telling you, we're spinning our wheels talking about this.
Well, maybe if we spin our wheels.
This group believes in Randle. They're not in the middle of its season that they have a winning record are just going to put him on the market and say, we're moving on because this isn't good enough. They're not going to do that.
They put Zach LaVine on the market.
Who
He's
did?
He's their best player.
Who did?
We know that we've been hearing about Zach LaVine being potentially available.
Because the Bulls are under 500 and not really, they're playing miserably.
But Zach LaVine
and DeRozan don't get along.
But he's a better player than Julius Randle.
That's debatable. No, Julius Randle plays every game, doesn't miss a game.
But he's a better player.
Can we just get more calls?
Yes.
Because I really feel like just...
I've never seen you this color before.
I can't stand when we get to things like this, which is like, it's hypotheticals that will never come to fruition. And I'm trying to explain, like, we're wasting our breath on this. Lou in North Carolina. Lou.
Talk some sense to us, Lou.
Hey, man, I just wanted to talk about a player that I like to see the Knicks go after. The team's on the decline.
Yep.
Go after Devin Booker. Go after Devin Booker. They're overpaying DeAndre Ayton for a center, which is a position you don't have to pay anymore to win a title in the NBA. They have young talent, but Chris Paul's 1 foot into retirement. Get Devin Booker. Bring him to New York. You're going to have to give up 4 first-rounders, but that's the star we need in New York.
It's Lou, that's a name that I would get behind 100%. I don't think it'll cost 4, but I don't care what it would cost. And I'm with you. I don't know what's going on in Phoenix. They're going through an ownership change right now. Chris Paul and Lou, I appreciate the call.
So is he going to play shooting guard?
I would be watching
that. I'd play the two?
Yes. I'd be watching that closely because that's one of the names. What's going to happen there? Like, I would do that.
What's going on in Utah?
Right? That's how I'd be. Hmm. What's going on in Phoenix? They got an ownership change. I'm sure the new owner, who's got tons of money, by the way, will be like, no, we're going to invest in this team. Fine. But we don't know what's happening next. We have no idea. And if Chris Paul is at the end, which it looks like it, they don't really love Ayton. For some reason, they matched the deal and they kept him. But that doesn't make sense. Who knows what's going to happen? But if you're trying to come up with a name that would work, that's the name. Like, I would look at him. I would watch his situation.
I can't see him shaking loose.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying these are the names. Those are logical names because of what's happening.
Go give us a couple more.
A couple of more names?
Yeah. You got Devin Booker that you'll be okay with.
I'd be very okay with that.
Okay, who
There's not many others, though. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying. It's only so many superstars.
Because
that's not locked in forever.
That's the problem. And when a team has a superstar, they ain't giving them up.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.